It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The game, breaking news.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. We do have breaking news here that's just coming in. There's a major announcement here on this show.
Really?
There's a new member that's going to be added to the team.
Who?
Who? Well, I'll tell you, it's not me. So just go ahead and get that out of the way. Don't play coy with us, Bo Morgan.
Yeah,
we just want to say a big congratulations to you and to Amy on your bundle of joy that is on the way. You guys made the announcement over the weekend, and so we are all thrilled for you guys.
Yeah, we publicly announced that baby Squid is on the way.
Squidlet, because it's a little girl, right?
Yeah, maybe a Squidette.
Squidette. There we go.
This is my Super Bowl.
I don't understand why Mike is so happy.
Because I just can't wait. I can't wait.
There seems to be a lot of joy in others that I'm having, or I'm not having, but that we're having a girl.
Yes.
It seems to be very.
Yes.
I don't understand. I've had multiple.
Because you're going to be like big and sappy. You're going to be, you shouldn't have it wrapped around your finger. I don't want me to use all the cliches when it comes to like little girls because I don't like all that stuff because, you know, whatever. But. It's true. You will be a puddle of mush.
It's absolutely true that she'll have you wrapped around your finger. And look, man, it's always the hardest that fall the furthest because, man, you're going to be in a bad way, dude. You're going to be in a bad way. I don't know if I was more stoked that y'all were having a child period or if it was a girl. Like, it was like a toss up. It was an absolute toss up, man.
I'm excited for you. Babies in general, you'll be a softer, maybe kinder human being.
Mm. Wow.
And that's what.
Definitely softer. Yeah, that girl, that little girl will do that to you. She's going to make you softer.
I don't think that I'm that hard. You guys.
Sorry, I choked. Sorry.
I mean, am I that evil?
No, you're not evil.
Evil's cold. Not a good word.
You're actually very sensitive, but you can be grumpy.
Mm. Yeah.
So
I can
the
be.
Grumpy aspect of you, I think, might be significantly decreased.
When is the due date, if you don't mind me asking? Are you going to put that out there?
It's in April.
April?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to look for...
It's a Masters baby.
A definite version Masters of Bad Mood Bow that we have not seen on some sleepless nights, but that's all right.
Maybe we'll name her Augusta.
Yeah.
Augusta National.
There you go.
Don't do that.
Was it Victor Hovland that I was telling the story about on the hole in one? Victoria!
No, I know. I appreciate you guys a lot. Talked to both of y'all over the weekend. No, it's exciting. First off, I was terrified that my wife was going to make me do one of those gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
Because I think those are just awful. And I don't know. I'm good. But luckily, she didn't have that viewpoint. She was like, no, let's just, because she's not a huge fan of them either. I'm not sure. I don't know what her thought was. Maybe she thought that her husband was too big of a jerk to want to do one.
She might have factored that into consideration.
Oh, we just did a cake, and there's a place in Woodstock that does like the it's called like small cakes or something, and they do like cupcakes, and it's a smaller cake, and we put wine glasses in it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people doing that now.
Yeah, and it was
very
so
sweet.
Much easier than having a crowd. But
yeah,
little bit shocked. That it
you
was
look
a girl.
Terrified in the video.
I'm gonna
be honest with you. You look terrified. You're like you're scared to look and see what color is in the cake. I was looking for like your
I
facial
think you
reaction.
Knew in your heart. You already knew. I felt like you knew in your heart this is gonna be a little girl.
Well, I had some people that were wishing it on me. There's a few people that knew.
You said wishing it on me.
My best friend from college has two girls, and they're both athletes. And I told him, he's like, oh, yeah, you're going to have a girl. He's like, I hope it's a girl. Mm. And I was like, why? Same. Why are you saying that?
Same.
And he literally – so he knew Friday night before we – and I told him what it was. And randomly – I mean, this is a guy that randomly he rarely texts. He texts me randomly. He goes, I'm so pumped you're having a little girl. And I was like, why? He goes, everything in your life – your dynamic in your house is just going to change, and I just can't wait to hear about it. And I'm like, are you wishing something on me because there's four people in your house and you're the only male? Like, what is that?
He wants it to flow through you, man.
So
I
yeah.
think it's awesome, man. But, I think it's awesome. What was your initial reaction when you found out that Amy was pregnant? I'm curious about that.
Very shocked.
Yeah.
Not that we weren't trying, but I just thought that we were at least a month away. And I was wrong.
Dang it, I thought I had more time.
Life comes at you fast.
So no. I was like, how did this happen? And she's like, why is that your response? And I'm like, well, you know, I just thought
you
certain
said,
things.
How did this happen?
What? How did she tell you?
She surprised me at home with neutral balloons and a little bear that had the pregnancy test on it.
Well, Bo, right. I'll tell you, and when two people love each other very much.
Thank you, Dylan.
Dylan's going to give you the birds and the bees speech right now.
Yeah, that's no offense, but not the first person I would come to for that speech, Dylan.
I'm cutting my mic off for the rest of the show now.
Joyous occasion, and we are taking shots.
I'm done talking for the rest of the show now. I'll just press buttons back
in. I don't know if you can recover after that, but
I have a couple more questions. First
of course,
of all,
you do.
How many text messages did you get, or messages period, just to follow up the video once it was posted and everybody found out that y'all were having a child?
Quite a lot. Me and I decided to take Sprinkles on a walk about the time that she was posted on social media, and Siri, I could not listen to music because Siri was in overtime.
Kept interrupting.
In my AirPods. That doesn't mean talk, Siri. It was like, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson says it, Uncle Beaver says it. I was like, all right, you know what? So, and then I just decided to wait till I got done with the walk to respond to everybody because I didn't want to walk into a traffic or a street sign or something.
Also, follow-up question, how has Amy been feeling, and what have you done to kind of comfort her during this extreme physical toll that her body is taking, man?
Wow, you pulled out a few adjectives
there. I'm just checking to make sure you're comforting her. Doesn't strike me as a strong suit, but I don't want to label you before we get there.
It's been the first trimester has been interesting. She's definitely dealt with some of the things that most people deal with, you know, the sickness most women deal with. But I have, you know, been doing what I do best, and that's just being a rock for her.
You better have a whole lot of things on deck.
I'm so stoked.
You need like my wife is pregnant starter pack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude. No, I've been trying to be sensitive. I've definitely you know, kept any frustrations I've had with other things away from her.
I can see you. One of my good friends, they had their son years ago, and actually Bobby is a friend of the show. He listens, and I remember asking him, you know, Mandy's in there. She's delivered. I think she had a C-section, and Bobby's like, yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was just like when I go deer hunting. And I got over the deer, and I envision you being just like that. And
that's not that bad. Just push a little harder.
I mean, be that guy that when he gets home, everybody's like, "How'd it go?" And he's gonna be like, "I didn't sleep real well last night." Oh, you mean the baby? Yeah.
Maybe. I'm like, is that as hard as you can push?
I
think you could do better. I'm not going to do that. Come on, guys.
I know you. All right,
Mike, just for the sake of the show, you're going to be now limited to one question per segment.
Okay, fair. Okay. We'll start off each segment with us because I got about 20. I got about 20 lined up.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Maybe some people – I was going to say, man, I know you have your manned up segment today, but you guys can tweet Bo some of your advice. Because he loves the Twitters.
Make sure you tag me in those, too, and I'll read some good ones.
Hold on a second. Mr. Yo just texts, congratulations, fearless leader. Being a girl dad is awesome. I have 7 boys and 2 girls. Mr. Yeah. Yo, you have 9 kids?
I think he
kids?
Knows what causes that. I think Mr. Whoa. Yo knows Whoa. What causes that.
Congrats to you, sir.
Wow. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.